Hey, it's Chris, and welcome to the Between Dreams podcast. This is a podcast where we chat with people who are making things happen to inspire you to get out there and make something happen of your own. I'm surrounded by amazing people in so many things that I do, and one of those people is here. One of those persons are here. One of those people is here. It's Megan Pagoda of Pagoda Visuals and the T-Drop trailer. A bunch of things, and you're always up to really cool things. What's the most exciting thing that's happening with you right now? Paired with mixing in that question of what are those things that you do, that we just introduced that you do.
Oh, man. Well, there's a lot of things that I do. Right now, I'm really excited about podcasting, which is part of the reason. Yes, here we are. We're doing it. I'm on your podcast, but I'm getting ready to launch my own podcast, and it is related to the T-Drop trailer, which I started earlier this year, and it's a mobile tea lounge that I take around and serve tea at events. And after doing that for a while, I was like thinking of how I could kind of blend that in with my video background and how I enjoy communicating with people and interviewing people. And I decided I wanted to start a podcast, also because I love listening to podcasts. And so I came up with the Tea Dropcast. And basically, I want to sit people down, have a cup of tea, and kind of, you know, similar to what you're doing, like find out like what all these incredible people in my life are up to and what inspires them and what drives them and, you know, help inspire other people.
Yeah, it's, I think we were just talking about this before we started and how we've like kind of had different like cross paths of people that we know. But for like several years we'd never actually met, and I think we were like watching each other's stuff happening. And one of the things that I've always admired from watching you from afar has been like you have a lot of ideas, and I think it's often because it in a way reminds me of myself, of you have a lot of these ideas. You're like, oh, I want to do this thing that to a lot of people would be like, that, what, I don't understand what that even is.
Is that even a thing you could do?
Yeah. And it's like, that's most of the things that I like jump into. I'm like, I don't know. I think I just made this up and I'm going to try to do it.
Yeah.
And that's really cool to me to see people that jump in and are like, I want to make this thing, or I want to do this thing as a job that isn't really a job. Mm-hmm. Like traditionally, it's not like a thing that you can sign up for and apply for. You need to create it
and invent it yourself.
Yeah. And you've like evolved in all of these different things to make these things happen, and we kind of glanced over that, but like creating visuals for live events and things like that, and then that had, you know, evolved into now the tea trailer and the tea
which seems
drop.
Totally unrelated, but
that's how. So the question is, how much does that, because I find things like, I was just working on a project and I was like thinking back to how much like hosting my own podcast helped me in that different thing. Like we were just actually working on a video where like I kind of needed to interview a person to get what I needed out of him. I was like, oh, learning how to be a podcaster has helped me then with that other thing. So there's all these things that seem unrelated that always for me come back like, oh, I did a juggling show and now I'm good at making videos, which like that doesn't make any sense. But like I learned how to like engage with audiences and like capture people and like learn how lighting works from a live theater standpoint. And now I can like make videos look better. So where did that, how does that cross over for people? I think there's a lot of people who are like, oh, I've done this thing for my whole life. I want to do something more creative or something that's more passion based. But they're sitting there like, I don't know how to do that. Do you have anything on that? Like how one thing that seems really unrelated just has mixed over into inspire even just a spark to create something that feels completely different.
Well, I've thought about this a lot because I've try to compare myself or my life to, you know, like my peers or people around me or people that I went to college with, and like seeing, you know, how their paths have gone differently. And one thing that is like, I can't do that because my life is, you know, nothing like anyone else's. You know, we share things in common, but a lot of, compared to the average person, I sometimes feel like I live my life like backwards. I never really like strove to have this like normal career path, normal job. I just always, you know, followed my passions and followed opportunities that came to me. I never wanted to like be stuck in an office or anything. I've tried having jobs like that, but they would like last for a couple weeks and I would just get bored. And I always just wanted to work for myself, and I wanted to create something, and I wanted to be really passionate about it. Yeah. And I just like couldn't settle for anything else. And you know, certain things didn't matter to me, that matter to a lot of people as far as like starting a family and having those kinds of responsibilities. So it's given me the freedom to really just go with the ideas that I've had. And so now, you know, I've been out of school for a while. we graduated around the same time, but I've followed so many paths in so many ways, one of them being visuals, which I didn't even discover until a few years after I graduated that that was even a thing that could be done. Creating live visuals with music and bands and everything, it was kind of just starting to become a thing in America, you know, at raves and concerts and everything, somebody running the video screens behind the artist. And I saw somebody who I admire a lot, who's really leading the industry here in America. His name is Velo. And I saw him perform at Avalon in Hollywood when I was like kind of in this like early 20s and figuring out like what I was doing. I got this degree, wasn't using it, and had like a little bit of background with shooting video, and like definitely was passionate about that, but wasn't sure what I was going to do for a job. You know, I didn't want to follow the career path of being like a news reporter and working for a news organization, which people with my degree typically do. Yeah. And so I discovered what he was doing, and I was like, wow, this is really impactful. There's this whole audience of people that are really captivated. You know, they're listening to music, they're there to want to have this experience, and he's showing them whatever he wants. You know, they're looking at the screens and they want to see something. So I was like, this is an opportunity to like be creative, do something artistic, and like have a lot of people see it. And so that's when I got into doing visuals, and I did that for, you know, like a decade, like on and off. You know, I would have these other little jobs here and there because, you know, starting out, like nobody even knew what I was doing. Like they didn't even know that was like a thing. I was hanging bed sheets in warehouses and just being like, we need to art up this rave. And just wanted to create. I love creating experiences. I love creating spaces, and I love creating live experiences that, you know, evoke emotion from people. So I did that for a while before I finally got the opportunity to go to Vegas and actually like turn it into like a full-time career. Like I was working in nightclubs 4 to 5 nights a week, and then got hooked up with a few different artists and started actually touring. And I was like, okay, this is like a full-blown career now. I'm like traveling the world with like famous artists, and it, you know, it kind of happened like a whirlwind. But I had always wanted what I created to be seen on large screens by lots of people, and it was happening. So it's like I accomplished that dream that I didn't even know that I had.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
Where does that happen? So you start off doing stuff that you're just like super pumped about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like, for me, is the most intriguing thing about, because, you know, in the same circles, I know so many people that are like, I want to be a juggler. And mm-hmm. like, it doesn't start off being like, I want to perform in front of corporate audiences in ballrooms or something. That's like the later goal.
Yeah.
At first, it's like, I'd really like doing this.
Yeah.
And for me, that's how it started. And now it's like all these things. Like, I started making juggling promo videos, and people were like, who made your video? We need someone, we need to pay someone to make our video. I was like, oh, that's my job now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think people like us, when we have something that we like to do, we figure out all the steps that are needed in order to do it, instead of, you know, a lot of people will see those as obstacles or whatever. And we're just like, this needs to get done. So I need to learn how to light a set. I need to learn how to create a podcast. I need to figure out microphones, audio, stuff I've never done. But like, instead of thinking, oh, I need to have someone else do that, we're the kind of people that are like, I need to learn that. I gotta figure that out.
So. Yeah. So where did that for you in the initial thing? When was there like a moment when you were like, oh, I can like go into Vegas or what? Which when was that? What was that moment where you're like, oh, this is a thing that is real? Like, it's like almost like, you know, it's legitimate because you're creating this thing. But then there's almost like a turning point where you're like, oh, the world is seeing this vision that I saw as well. So I think a lot of people have that initial thing, but then it's like self-doubt and other people's doubt telling them like, no, you can't make a juggling show your job. No, you can't make videos. Like, go get a real job. Quote. But there's a lot of people who are like on the verge of creating something really great, and then they're like themselves something's and other people are talking them out of it.
I think it definitely helps to surround yourself with people that are also following their dreams and doing things a little bit outside the box. Like, you know, coming to the West Coast and being around LA, there's so many artists, entrepreneurs, people that are like really doing it, and having that around me, you know, is encouraging. Or having people being like, like, follow that dream, because, you know, where I come from, people follow a lot more traditional, you know, life paths of having careers and families and everything. And LA is kind of just this melting pot of all of these individuals that are, you know, all following dreams. So that definitely helped, having the support group of friends and people around me. And then also, you know, I just put it out there that this is what I like to do. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it without getting paid for a while, and showing people what I can do and promoting myself like via social media, and people like recognizing and be like, oh, that's different and kind of cool. And that kind of just like feeds me. Like, I'm like, okay, people are watching, you know, I'm going to keep doing this. And then out of that comes opportunities. And next thing you know, I'm like in a nightclub like 3-4 nights a week. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm really doing this now. And this is a job. Like, I didn't even consider, like, you know, if you would have told me like 10 years ago that I'd be touring the world with Lil Jon, like running his screens, I'd be like, that's crazy, you know? Yeah. So, you know, it's really just like being present and open and not letting that like worry of what the future is going to be hold you back. So.
And then you follow more interests and curiosities and things that you just want to do. And then, how does the latest thing with the tea drop trailer and podcast and tea drop cast? I like how podcasts now, people are like, I'm going to make it called something else.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, I guess that's what it's called now. Cause it's like such a non, like, you can just say it's whatever you want. And people are like, oh, you invented a new medium.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
So you started doing, I remember you had a different trailer that was like your little like living workspace.
Yeah. I was living in Vegas at the time, and I kind of went through a crazy time in my life, just like taking care of family and everything, and was kind of tied down for a while. And I had this like 5-bedroom house, and I was like kind of like starting this like semi-normal life, even though I was living in Vegas and had crazy hours and everything. And I wasn't satisfied. And and I like looked at all these things I had accumulated and all the space, and I was like, why do I have a 5-bedroom house? Like, I don't even like see some of these rooms. And I had, you know, been watching people online with the whole like van life movement and people getting these little trailers. And I had always enjoyed doing like home remodeling and everything. So I decided, got in my head, I was like, I really want to get a trailer and I want to remodel it. And I want to just travel around for a while. I just want to be a gypsy. I want to go to festivals and meet people and see all the places I haven't seen yet. And so that's what I did. I shopped around.
But this is like, there's so many, like myself included, I'll like go on Instagram and go to hashtag van life and be like, I want to do that, but I don't do it. And there's like, I know so many people are like, oh, imagine if we could do this. But it's like a there's 99.9% of people like, oh, this is so cool. They like the idea of it. And then they don't do it. It's the same as starting a podcast. You know how many people say they want to write a book, start a YouTube channel, start a podcast. And everyone's like, well, everyone already has a podcast. We're like, no, I don't. I know like 3 people who have a podcast and 100 people who tell me they want to start one every day.
Yeah.
So what is that? Go dig into that a little bit, because you kind of glanced over. I was interested in this, so I did it.
Yeah.
Is a concept that some people can comprehend, but a lot of people can't comprehend saying, oh, cool, this is now what I'm going to do this. Because you have to go take a scary action. That decision is followed by a scary action.
Totally.
Or like paying money.
Yeah.
Or like committing
completely
to things or whatever it is.
Yeah. I think for me, I don't know, there's just something like innate about me that like when I get an idea like that, I can't not do it or else I'd be completely dissatisfied with myself and having this FOMO of what could have been, you know, like I would think, oh, so I just stayed in this house and just continued living when like I had this idea and like it really just like inspired this spark in me that got me like so excited. Like I just get this feeling and like there's really like there's not even like a choice. It's just like I just needed to do it. And once I start like researching and like kind of diving into it and like figuring out like how I can make this happen, I get more and more excited about it. And then like, you know, there's no option of not doing it. So, you know, I like moved out of my house, got rid of all that stuff. It was, you know, moving around so much as I have in my life, and a lot of people say I have this like gypsy life or whatever. I don't hold on to things and like physical things. I don't value as much. So it wasn't that hard for me to just donate it all and get rid of it and move into a 16-foot trailer. And like for me, that freedom was like so much more valuable than having things.
And
then I did it, and I did it for like a year and traveled around, and I was just like doing the thing that I said I was gonna do. And you know, figured it out, like even just getting the trailer and it's like watching tutorials and YouTube videos of like, okay, how do I redo the floor and redo the interior and cut wood and carpentry and just like learn how to do all this stuff. But like, I like thrive on that stuff. That's like the kind of stuff that like really makes me happy. And I've learned that about myself. So that's why I like continue to do these things that seem crazy to most people. Because I've fed that so much that now that like part of me is like dissatisfied with just being average.
That's an interesting, you know, that point of you're feeding there. We all have these things, interests or curiosities or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of them you're just, oh, well, that's silly, that's crazy, and it goes away. And that's an interesting thing of what are you gonna feed, like what if you have, you know, two creatures, whichever one you feed is going to grow more.
Yeah,
you know,
and it's I think everybody's creative, and I think everybody like has the opportunity to, you know, so many people are like, oh, that sounds great, but like I'm not creative or whatever. And I'm like,
you're just like crushing that thing, like that.
And you need to you just need to do it. You need to feed it. And once you've done it once too, like, you know, for me it was doing visuals and like creating a career for myself that I didn't even know existed, it like unlocked that for me. And once you've like unlocked it and walked through that door, you can't like really walk back.
Yeah.
You're just, you've seen the possibility and you're just like, oh, it like anything could be possible now.
Yeah, that's amazing. And that's, so let's, there's so much. We might have to do a second part on this, okay. Come back on it. But now that's cool because you did that. And then through that process of like following through that and feeding that thing of like, I want to do this, so I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. Now the newest trailer, mm-hmm. now we hinted at it earlier, mm-hmm. finally get to it, mm-hmm. turns into something that's like a really cool new business, mm-hmm. and creative outlet that is like, now we were just talking before, like you're doing this really cool upcoming event and you're like a part of it, and it's a way that is, from the outside looking in, it's like a really cool way where you're utilizing all these things of like being part of like cool community of people, like being part of mm-hmm. events, mm-hmm. caring about aesthetics and visuals of like crafting this thing, because that's a big part of mm-hmm. of what that is as well, and just creating an overall experience. My whole thing is like creating an experience for an audience. I don't care what mm-hmm. the tool is to do that, if it's a juggling show, if it's a podcast, mm-hmm. or if it's a video, whatever it is, and that's what's cool, is like pairing all of these interests that people have into this crazy thing. Mm-hmm. And now you're creating experiences for people to come together, interact with each other, mm-hmm. and drink tea.
Yeah. I look at it as like, you know, projects like this. And I think that's why we relate so much, is because we think in this way. You know, something like the Tea Drop trailer for me, this is like my child. Like, I'm putting all of my energy and all of my knowledge and all of the things that have mattered to me into something for a period of time and just like trying to, you know, watch it grow.
Yeah.
And the tea trailer, it seems unrelated, but like it really isn't, because it's, you know, it's a mobile thing and it's something I can take to events. And I've kind of become obsessed with tea, just working in health food and natural plants and medicines and everything. It's just something I want to encourage more people to, you know, include in their lives. You know, I'm not saying like, stop drinking coffee. I hate coffee, even though I do say that sometimes. But
you said that right before we started, as I was pouring coffee.
I don't know. I just want people to try something new and to, you know, embrace something that's like healthy and social, and like a social aspect of so many cultures around the world is sitting down and sharing tea and having a conversation. And with technology and like, there's so much disconnection in so many experiences in our life, whether it's walking down the street, being in an elevator, being anywhere, nobody, like, rarely people look at each other in the eyes, barely people have a conversation. And for me, tea is like a way to be like, stop all that. Let's sit down, let's focus on each other, and let's share ideas, because like I think we need to foster that more in this day and age.
The theme of this is just being interested in something and jumping in, mm-hmm. Making it happen. What is that feeling of... A lot of people have half of that feeling, mm-hmm. that they ever get to experience in their life, of having a really good idea. Mm-hmm. And then I think a lot of people live their entire life saying what if, or having regrets of, oh, I wish if I would have started this thing 5 years ago, I would actually be doing it now. Mm-hmm. Now it's too late to start, you know, and that's really a bad thing. But there's a lot of people who just perpetually live in that. So what is that feeling like when you have an idea, you think, oh, I'm gonna make a trailer, and I'm gonna create tea experiences out of it, or I'm gonna like follow something I'm interested in, creating visuals, and then I'm gonna see it on screen in front of thousands of people, mm-hmm. in the biggest nightclubs, partnering with huge stars, or there's all these things that you can start to take for granted. You're like, oh, this is just normal. I come up with an idea and then it like happens and people experience it. But what is that feeling when you come up with an idea? Because like we have ideas and they're just nothing. It very well could be that could just not be fed and just go away and be nothing. Mm-hmm. Or it can turn into something that a massive amount of people can experience. And you don't know what, you know, two people could meet at while drinking tea and turn into whatever could happen from that. By bringing people together, particularly through live events, is massively huge and something I'm particularly interested in. I've always been interested in. So what is that feeling like when you think about, oh, this was an idea that I had that I could have just, that's going to be hard and not done it. But then you see like people responding and reacting to this thing that you created. What's that feel like?
I mean, it's definitely, we were talking about this earlier. It's that validation that what I'm doing is affecting people and like I'm actually doing something better for the world, like not just myself. It's something that's going to help other people, and like in the end that's really, I mean, isn't that all we want? Is to leave the world a better place than we came into it. So it's like a special kind of high when an idea becomes real. And I remember the first time, like, I brought the tea trailer to an event and, like, you know, made tea and invited people over. And it just seems like such a simple thing. But I saw everybody standing around drinking and, like, just talking, just everybody talking to each other. And I just, like, I just remember it so clearly and just being like, oh, my God, it's working. It's working. This is what I wanted. This is what I dreamt about. And, like, now I just want to make it bigger. Like, now I want to do it everywhere. I want tea drops, you know, all over the place at different events, and I want to connect people, and I want to do a podcast, and I want to reach more people, and just like share and hopefully inspire somebody else to like, who gets this crazy idea, to follow through with it, because it is so rewarding. It's, you know, it's watching something come true.
Culminating all of these ideas into something that doesn't really make sense is like, I turned my living room into this because it's like, it doesn't make any sense.
It makes perfect sense to me.
But then it's like, oh yeah. I was like, oh, I have like theater curtains and then there's like this thing. And then, so that's what's so, you know, I just am fascinated by people who do the same, like weird, similar things to what I'm doing. Like people come over here, they're like, do you have a TV? Like, no, where would I put it?
I totally get it.
I have some cameras. Like,
you're not alone. We're like, we are the TV.
Yeah. And, but some people, a lot of people don't understand that. And it's been really cool to see, like I said, I got a message this week from someone who was like, thanks for making the podcast. And that's like so cool. And it's like, if people are listening, if there is that idea, I think it's valuable to hear, because it's like we hear all the doubt, and we talked about this before we started recording. We see the negative reviews and we see the people who are talking bad things, but oftentimes we don't see and hear the positive things. So for people who want to start something, there's a great possibility of things working. And you just make it happen. You would make all kinds of cool things. Oh, we've been talking about making dream catchers.
Oh, yeah.
For the set that will be available soon. I think we're going to figure out how to make that happen, because you make dream catchers.
One of my other 1,000 hobbies. And
you brought something.
Yeah, this is one of my Valentine's Day. I don't know. They go great with tea, but fortune cookies I make, and I put my own fortunes in them.
So can I open it right now?
Go for it.
And do our, this is a, wow, this, when people say homemade, you think it's going to like look like garbage. This is like a professional, just like I get from the Mike Bass Food.
They taste way better.
I can imagine.
No preservatives.
So we're going to figure out my fortune. As I'm opening this, people want to hear more about what you're up to and find out more about your trailer and your podcast, where can we find your stuff?
Well, if you want to check out the Tea Drop trailer, I'm on Instagram at the Tea Drop trailer. I'll also be posting about the Tea Drop cast through there. And then my website is theteadropspot.com.
Cool.
Oh, look.
My fortune has the teadropspot.com in it.
That's the bag. Oh, that's the bag of it. It's not really a fortune. They're more just like inspirational sayings.
Okay, here it is.
This is the Valentine's.
The ear is the avenue to the heart.
Aw, perfect for the podcast.
Yeah, that's right.
Hopefully we
touch to your heart.
Aw. Tear.
All right. Thank you for sharing all that amazing stuff. Thank you, people who are listening and watching, for doing so. If you're listening on audio, you can listen on Spotify, iTunes, podcast app, wherever you listen to podcasts, we should be there. And also, you should be watching. We spent a lot of time setting up these cameras for you to just listen. So if you would like to watch us, and if you would like to see this fortune cookie, head over to my YouTube channel. All the videos get posted there. You can check out my book. Just go. It's on Amazon, or you can go to betweendreamsclothing.com and buy our t-shirts and check out our books. And soon we'll have some Between Dreams Pagoda collab dream catchers. All right, that's it for now. Thank you and goodbye.